ZipRecruiter.com.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A third-party investigation into the cause of the largest oil spill in Keystone history in north-central Kansas has been concluded. The cause was a progressive fatigue crack coming from a girth weld that connected a manufactured elbow fitting to the pipe construction across Mill Creek. That pipe was weakened due to inadvertent bending stresses. And county leaders in Seward are making headway on potentially relocating the rodeo arena. J.P. Pizzette has more.
They recently sent out invitations to bid for a topographical survey of the area. The bid should be received by May 9th and presented to the commission on May 15th. The survey will cover the fairgrounds from 8th to 11th Street and Western Avenue to Stadium Road in Liberal and include above-ground features, elevation points, and existing structures. The inlet storm drain and its connection to the City of Liberal storm drain system must also be included.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold in Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Injury, illness, COVID, substance use, or mental health concerns? There are many reasons Kansans leave their jobs. Thanks to a coordinated care team, you could be eligible to receive the tools and strategies needed to stay at work or return to work after an injury or illness and reap the rewards that come from meaningful employment. RetainWorks is funded by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. Visit RetainWorks.org for more information.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. After 2 weeks off, Kansas lawmakers will head back to Topeka today, and on the agenda is several items, most notably several vetoes from Governor Kelly. Democratic Representative John Carmichael said when it comes to these vetoes, the legislature and the governor may disagree. However, that's the way our system works, and quite frankly, that's what keeps Kansas in the middle of the road. Republican Representative Stephen Owens said he anticipates that they'll probably take up most of those vetoes on Wednesday or Thursday. On Thursday, the governor vetoed four bills involving either transgender care or transgender rights. One bill would bar transgender women from using spaces designated for women, such as bathrooms, and another would revoke a doctor's license if they performed gender-affirming care on someone under 18. Representative Owens thinks Republicans will have the votes to overturn a lot of those, saying that it's tragic that they actually have to define a woman and a man for the purposes of statutes. However, he thinks that they will have strong support and be able to override the vetoes. A veto of the trans athletes bill was overturned by one vote earlier in the session, with one Democrat voting to overturn, and there are more close votes expected on several bills. Beyond the vetoes, the legislature will also have to pass a K-12 funding bill and the omnibus budget bill during this veto session. And Owens added that there's also a chance that his bill legalizing fentanyl test strips will move forward for final votes this week as well. The Kansas Department of Revenue, in partnership with PayIt, announced the addition of identification card renewal services to ICANN. ICANN is Kansas's digital government platform that delivers services from state agencies on an end-to-end platform to residents with web, mobile, and native Apple and Android apps available. ID Renewal joins the growing list of online services available to Kansas residents through ICANN, including renewing driver's licenses and vehicle registrations, ordering birth, death, and marriage certificates, and purchasing annual park passes. As of March of 2023, more than 1 in 3 Kansas residents were registered with ICANN, and the addition of identification renewal enables ICANN to serve over 10,000 additional residents each year. To renew an ID, residents can log into the ICANN platform or access as a guest, select ID credentials renewal, and provide your name, date of birth, ID number, and the last 4 digits of your Social Security number to submit the request. To access the services, you can visit ICANN.KS.gov. Kansas is joining a fledgling effort that could one day make it easier to hire teachers from other states, as a bill that Governor Kelly signed on Thursday makes Kansas the latest member of the Interstate Teacher Mobility Compact. The compact is a creation of the Council of State Governments with heavy backing from the U.S. Department of Defense, which wanted to create an easier pathway to teacher licensure for military personnel and their spouses as they move around the country. It would effectively allow teaching licenses to be viable across members of the compact, cutting through the current 50-state patchwork of disparate requirements. It's not off the ground yet because 10 states are required to fully enact the compact, and Kansas is only the 4th to join. The 3 others are Utah, Colorado, and Kentucky. Legislation is pending in about a dozen other states, and depending on what happens, the compact could be operational in a year or two. The Kansas chapter of the National Education Association has raised concerns about the potential for underqualified educators. However, schools have championed the compact as a way to help fill vacant teaching jobs. And Democratic Senator Pat Peedy of Kansas City, a retired educator who sponsored the bill, described the effort in a statement as being one more tool to the State Board of Education licensure toolbox. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, April 19th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding. And the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, Robert Bowman, and Gerald Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to approve the April 5th, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 3 building permits presented for approval. City Attorney Abigail Horn stated that she met with the Norton Mini Speedway Group, and the number that was presented at the last council meeting was their federal EIN. However, they do have their application in for their not-for-profit, so once it's received back, a Parks Committee meeting can be scheduled to move forward on the matter. Police Chief Jay Sharp reported that they have made updates to the city's website so citizens can submit forms and information more easily to the police department. City Administrator James Maru stated that the work on the water tower is coming up the first week of May, and he said currently water restrictions start on Memorial Day, but since they will be draining the water tower to work on the inside of the tower, it would be prudent to start the water restrictions early. A discussion was then held on the water restrictions and the enforcement process, and a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black that the council expressed their support of the mayor invoking an executive order to start water restrictions early due to the drought-like conditions and work on the water tower. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Andrew Black stated that the utility committee met and discussed the city electric department helping the Norton City County Airport move the AWACS to the airport for future development. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to waive the second formal reading of Ordinance 1760, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 15, Article 5, pertaining to solid waste, duty of owner-occupant within the city of Norton, Kansas, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to waive the formal third reading of Ordinance 1761, which is an ordinance granting Nextech LLC, a limited liability company, its parent company, Rural Telephone Service Company, Incorporated, a Kansas corporation, successors, transferees, and assigns a non-exclusive franchise to erect, maintain, and operate a telecommunications system within the city limits of Norton, Kansas, prescribing the terms and conditions thereof, and providing for payment to be made to the city of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dean Little to adopt Ordinance 1761. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Dennis Gilhausen reported that the Finance and Public Safety Committees met and discussed retirement for the police department and the agreement with the county for dispatch services. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to authorize the city attorney to send a letter to the county, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to renew the Emergent Plus plan through Massa Medical Transport Solutions to all full-time employees who are eligible for health insurance, plus the mayor and council. This policy provides air and ground transportation for members and their families in emergency situations. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve the Norton American Legion's application for cereal malt beverage special event license for consumption on the premises at a confined beer garden at the grandstand booth in Elmwood Park from July 25th through the 30th during the 2023 Norton County Fair. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-1 with Ron Briery voting no. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Gerald Jones to donate $100 for the 2023 Norton Disc Golf Tournament, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dean Little to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 8 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:10 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You want your bank to offer services that are easy to use and easy to understand. With Equity Bank, you have access to great banking services like online banking and bill pay, a free mobile app, Apple and Android Pay, and even mobile check deposit. Unlike other banks, Equity Bank won't hide fees and complicated services or disclosure language. Plus, customers put even more money in their pocket thanks to nationwide ATM access and no fees on your ATM transactions. Equity Bank, with locations in Norton and Almena, member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The U.S. winter wheat crop condition continues to be historically low. Mike Schultz, marketing director for the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, says the rest of the world might want to take note of how dry it is in the southern U.S.
You know, I don't know that the rest of the world is just taking into account how bad it is in the southern plains of the United States. I'm hoping at some point in time that the market is going to react to some of that. But if you just look at the Oklahoma crop progress numbers from this week, 53% of the crop very poor to poor, 34% fair, 12% good with 1% excellent. Last year, we were at least in that 25 to 23% in that good to excellent range. And then if you look at the Kansas crop progress numbers, they're even worse. So 60% of Kansas in poor to very poor conditions, 26% fair, 13% good, 1% excellent.
He says following the drought monitor is all the explanation needed for the wheat crop's rough shape.
In those areas that are in exceptional drought and extreme drought, you can certainly see why things are not favorable just looking at northwest Oklahoma and the panhandle regions and central and southwest Kansas and western Kansas as well. You see that 60% of that area is facing drought, with a large portion of that also being an exceptional and extreme drought.
He offers some historical context on the drought.
unlike anything that I have ever seen in my tenure at the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. I was talking to a producer today in western Oklahoma who's 71 years of age, and he said even in his experience, he's never experienced anything like this from the standpoint of just extreme lack of moisture, the extreme high winds, and now the extreme hot temperatures that are coming earlier. There still is that 13%, maybe that is considered good to excellent in the state, but I think the verdict is still going to be out on that in the next 5 to 6 days if we don't get moisture, if we're even going to be able to cut that. So it's certainly a really concerning time for us and our wheat producers.
That's Mike Schultz. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
It's important to know who's who in your livestock operation. Get them tagged with help from Valley Vet Supply for easy individual animal identification. Valley Vet has the best cattle ear tags on the market. The All-American Ytex. Soft and durable in a variety of sizes and colors with a flexible male button and patented snap lock collar that helps keep them from snagging or separating. And you'll find the tools you need, like the proper ear tag applicators, replacement parts, markers, and ink. Order early to ensure availability for spring processing and tagging season, especially for customized tags. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. It looks like we have a good chance of rain for parts of our state over the next few days, especially in our dry western and southwestern counties as the storm system gets together in the Great Basin that'll be moving eastward. Meanwhile, some light showers possible for a few areas today. Temperatures will stay near average with 50s and 60s, but it will be a little bit cooler tomorrow as we get more cloud cover and precipitation. On the map, heading into this afternoon, high pressure is off to our east, making room for that low that's now developing over the Great Basin. Another low is up over the northern Rockies, causing quite a bit of rain and snow. We have a southerly flow over Kansas around high pressure parked in the Midwest, and some moist air is coming in from the southern plains, so a few showers will be popping up across our western and central counties today. By tonight, low pressure will be near the panhandles and some showers possible just about statewide. Looking at Tuesday, our storm system gets going with a batch of moist air moving in along a warm front to our south. Showers and thunderstorms look likely for most of western and central Kansas, where we could really use it. Rain and thunderstorm chances look good for the western and central counties, with just scattered showers for the east through tomorrow afternoon and evening. The low will be moving out by about midday Wednesday, and we'll get clearing skies and fair weather. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 50s to low 60s, with upper 30s to low 40s overnight. Low to mid 60s north central, and tonight we're in the mid 40s. Mid 60s northeast and low to mid 40s for the overnight hours. In the southwest counties, upper 50s and low 60s today, with upper 30s and low 40s overnight. Low to mid 60s south central, tonight we're in the low to mid 40s. And for the southeast counties, mid to upper 60s with mid 40s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at $265.64.
on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash Hog Trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota Cash Market, no market report. Kirkus Trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades taking place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 13802. October down 97, 14325. August feeders down 240, 17887. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Tell all the folks in Egypt.